Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, September the 25th, 2020. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health last night released the latest figures saying that there are 7,752 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. But there is some good news coming in that there are recoveries amounting to 6,043, and some sad news that the death toll from COVID-19 now stands at 227 in Zimbabwe.
Yebo, lingaba lichona njani emakhaya. Si ngomsakazo we Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngombiko owethulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ku-United Nations izolo. Ukhulume ngezinto eziningi, siza kuzwa imbono yenu lama-analysts esilawo, labameli bamabandla achiyeneyo. Kodwa kwamanje ke silinike i-update ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus eZimbabwe. Kulezi nsuku balutshwana abafayo, njalo bakhanya bebalutshwana ababanjwa lumkhuhlane. Izolo kubanjwe abangu 27 kuphela, njalo akula muntu loyedwa ofileyo. Kuze kube lamhlanje umkhuhlane lo usubulele abantu abangu 227, njalo wahlasela abangu 7,752. Ngenhlanhla abantu abaningi bayasila, bayasinda, bayarecover. Izolo abatholakale sebe-recovile bangu 36. Okutsho ukubana inani labantu asebepholile wonke selifike ku 6,043. Meaning ukuthi ama-active cases abantu abalokhu begula, sikhuluma nje bangu 1,482. Maf.
Aiwa, kunao vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa tino kuchingamiza ifani pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk. Icho ndiri kutezenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda re-COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose uyezve nemunyika yeZimbabwe. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti munyika kubva nezuro manheru pane vanhu 7,752 vari kuwanikwa ivo vakabatwa nedenda iro re-COVID-19. Asi pane nhaurwa yakanakawo iri kubuda yekuti pane avo vakabatwa ivo nechirwere checovid-19 pane vanhu 6,043 vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakakwanisa kuchikunda munyika yeZimbabwe. Asi totarisa zvakare kuti pane avo vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya vakamira pari zvino pavanhu 227. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatisange tiri kutarisa ipo pano paLive Talk, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichitarisa isu zvakabuda nezuro kumusangano mukuru weUnited Nations General Assembly, uko takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura pamusangano uyu. Saka tichange tiri kuzeya nenyanzvi uyezve nebato riri kutonga nemapato anopikisa zvakare kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvakataurwa navaMnangagwa. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika panguva ino, apo tiri kuona kuti muzvare Joanna Mamombe veMDC Alliance takaona nezuro vachinzi ivo vadzokere zvakare kuchizarira kuti vanoongororwa kuti vari kurwara nepfungwa here kana kuti kwete. Vari kunzi ivo vanofanira kunge vari muchizarira kwemavhiki matatu. Taona masangano emadzimai nhasi vachishora chiitiko ichi, vachiti chiitiko ichi chiri kutyora kodzero dzamuzvare Mamombe. Saka zvimwe zvezvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano pachirongwa chenyu cheLive Talk Mtsunga.
Indeed, there is quite a bit to talk about on President Emmerson Mnangagwa's appearance at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, virtually, though, due to the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Mnangagwa spoke about the what he called illegal sanctions that he says violating international law that he says were imposed on Zimbabwe by countries like America, Britain, and many other countries in the European Union. He appealed with the United Nations General Assembly to denounce those sanctions and lobby for their removal. He also talked about democracy. Mr. Mnangagwa says his government is entrenching democracy in Zimbabwe, and people's freedoms are being, you know, people are getting the freedoms that they are guaranteed under the Constitution. He also said political reforms, economic reforms are being implemented by his government. He also talked about the agreement that the government reached with white commercial farmers whose land was seized under land reforms. He appealed for the international community to weigh in with financial resources so that the government can compensate these farmers to the tune of, I think it's 3.5 billion or so. United States dollars. He also spoke about his government aligning Zimbabwean laws with the Constitution. And he says he is fostering unity and dialogue through Poland. And we have quite a panel tonight that will weigh in on all those issues. Ubaba Mnangagwa akhulume ngazo izolo uthi uhulumende wakhe uyawahlonipha amalungelo, ugcilisa esingathi i-democracy, umbuso okhululekileyo. Ukhulume njalo ngezijeziso athi zetheswa ilizwe leZimbabwe ngamazwe afana leMelika. Ngokunjalo ucele i-United Nations ukuthi ingenele kulolu daba layo isole izijeziso lezi ukuze zesulwe. Mafu.
Aiwa apo tikunzwa Ntunga sekutaura kwaarikuita achiwanikwa iye achitsanangura zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika neZuro vakawanikwa ivo vachishora zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika. Vakataura ivo kuti munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino vari kushanda kuti varandudzire nyaya yeutongi hwechechetere uyezve kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika. Vakataura ivo zvakawanda, saka tisange tiri kuzeya nevanyarikani varipo pano kuti vakaona sei mazwi avamunangagwa avakataura ku United Nations General Assembly neZuro, nekuti vakataura zvakawanda vachitaura zvakare zviri kuitika kumapurazi panyaya yekupa yavari kuti ivo vachange vachiripa varimi vechitema, vachikurudzira kuti vane mari vekunze vabatane nenyika yeZimbabwe kuitira kuti vawanikowo vachivabatsira mukuwana vaine mari iyoyi yekupa varimi vechitema. Vakataura zvakawanda, saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichionesana kuti imi munofunga sei nezvanga zviri kutaura vamunangagwa izvi. Ntunga.
Thank you, Mav. And now let's dive in with our panel. We have Dr. Shepherd Mpofu in South Africa, is a political analyst. We have Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MDC Alliance here in North America, as well as Mr. Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF, also here in North America. Let me start off with Mr. Zokora. Well, Zokora, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Welcome. Thank you so much for having us here. Magadi Muria, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. I'm sure you watched the president's delivery virtually to the General Assembly yesterday. You heard all what he said. What's your response?
I did watch what I believe is Emmerson Mnangagwa's last address of the United Nations. And of course, he was at his lying best. All he was doing was lying. And we protest very vigorously this tendency of Emmerson Mnangagwa to go on the international community and paint a very wrong picture to the picture that is currently prevailing in Zimbabwe. He talked about respect of women, but what is happening in Zimbabwe right now is completely different from the picture he was painting to the international community. Women are being raped in January 2018. Over 50 women, you can check that with the French television, over 50 women were raped. And right now, we have Honorable Joanna Mamombe being persecuted and incarcerated for no reason. So what he said there, it doesn't conform to what is happening in Zimbabwe. And then there was also another very big lie. He talked about reforms. He talked about reforms when he came into power. But today, tell me what reform did Emmerson Mnangagwa put? He hasn't enacted any electoral reform ever since he came in. And now he comes up again at the United Nations lying that he's going to enact electoral reforms and political reforms and economic reforms. Which economic reforms when Zimbabwe is on the doldrums of pauperity economically, like we are seeing? People are suffering in Zimbabwe because there are no economic reforms. He hasn't implemented anything that is benefiting the economy of Zimbabwe. The theme for this conference was the future we want, but I don't think there's anyone who was inspired by his speech. Our youth definitely would not see the future that he was talking about. He is preaching a different thing in the international community when in Zimbabwe he is always promoting hate speech. I don't think there's anything that we can carry home from what Emmerson Mnangagwa said or did at the United Nations.
Thank you, Mr. Dzokora. And please do stay on the line. Wavanzapo va Dzokora mavhi vari kutaura.
I think regaiti mboenda kuna vacharumbira. Vari panhare vari ku Canada veZANU-PF vachitaurawo pamusoro pezvataurwa navaJokora veMBC Alliance. Vacharungira mukutinzwa here?
Murikundinzwa.
Taurai henyu muchipindura kune zvataurwa navaJokora pamusoro pezvakataurwa navamunangagwa.
Ndanzivanzwa kuti ndinopindura.
Saka
ndoda kutenda President weZimbabwe, Comrade Hindi Mnangagwa, ne message yaakapa for the 75th session of the General Assembly in Zimbabwe by a virtual akataura I think this is the best statement ever Zimbabwe ever had since we came to the United Nations in the history of our country. He illustrated on the achievement that Zimbabwe and his government are taking and they are doing. He also explained himself in terms of how he is, as the president of the country, doing as far as the economy of the country is concerned. He also talked about the fact that in Zimbabwe, of course, we follow constitutionalism and the rule of law. Now, to respond to those agitators, especially from the MDC Alliance, who are always against each other because it's done by Zambia. It doesn't matter what it is. Even if Zambia coughs, they will say something. they see a Zanzibar person laughing, they'll say something. So, we as Zanzibar, we are not going to be deterred by that. We've already put those sentiments from MDC Alliance, whatever they are, outside of our box of things that we need to do. We will never and we will not consider anything that comes from MDC Alliance from the time that they refuse to come to Poland. Where those that contested in the election, in the past election, are to talk about the reforms and everything. That's when we actually decided to no longer focus on anything that comes from MDC Alliance. They will never come up with anything positive, even for the people of the nation. They are a group of people who are always going to be hammering around and discrediting each and everything that is being done. Right now, if we want to go to Zimbabwe, I don't know Jokora if he has anyone who he knows in Zimbabwe. Tell him to drive from Bedbridge to Harare and go and tell me how the road looks like. Have you ever had a road like that since independence? No. We are seeing that we grew up being told that the Mashingone Cafe, Uranetara. Right now, we see that the Bedbridge road is almost nearly finished. The road is like brand new. Bridges are being constructed all over the country. Dams are being built all over the country. We are seeing rehabilitation of hospitals and clinics in Zimbabwe. So I don't know, really. So the MDC Alliance and its people, are they still Zimbabwe? If they are still Zimbabwe, they need to start considering.
Tombodzokera pane zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika. Nekuti ndikuona kuti pane zvirikutaurwa pana patoda kunzwa kuti imi pane zvavakataura panyaya ye zvamurikutaura izvozvo munozviona sei nekuti apa timaakudzokera kunotaurawo zvimwe asi ngatidzokerei kuspeech yavamunangagwa.
Talking about the rule of law, he was, I think the MDC, I think it's Dr. Odessa, he was talking about the fact that if he says this to the world, and then in Zimbabwe, that's something different.
Mm-hmm.
This is the talk of MDC from the beginning of time. The president is not a judge, he's a lawyer and professor, but he's not someone who is out there as a lawyer, with a law office. So, when you do fake abduction, and then you want to just ignore that and not get arrested and be charged for that, then that's not the case. Why are you faking abduction? Now you fake abduction, and then after that you say that there's no rule of law in Zimbabwe because they want to continue doing whatever you want. Let me tell you this, people of MDC. In Zimbabwe, you will see the rule of law working against you this time. Because if you continue faking those abductions, and you want the government to stand idle and look and continue, let's give you what we want. That's not going to happen anymore. We have faked the abductions enough with the Magombe, and now Joanna Magombe is lying that I'm sick. After she knows that there's credible evidence that she lied. There's two references. She lied to the police. She lied to the court.
There's no credible evidence, Vacharumbira. You can only say that when the court has pronounced itself. The court is still sitting on that issue. It hasn't litigated it, so you cannot say there's credible evidence that abduction was fake.
Do you know why I have to say that? I'm saying that because there's credible evidence.
No, those are allegations. Allegations so far. Those are allegations raised by ZANU-PF and the state. So let's wait for the court and see where it goes with this issue.
But
right now you cannot say there's credible evidence when the court has not pronounced itself.
Yeah, but that's what I said. Every time, even what happened the past election, before the elections were even released, what was the statement that came from you guys? So you didn't continue.
How about Mochehiwa? Was his abduction fake? Did he fake his own abduction?
No, I asked you a question. I said, what statement came from MDC? Before the past election, when the results were released,
I don't know. I'm not an MDC person. I don't speak for them. I'm a journalist. I'm asking you about Mutehiwa's abduction. You are saying all these abductions are fake, and I'm saying to you,
how many was
Mutehiwa's abduction fake?
How many abductions did I mention about Mutehiwa? I don't know about Mr. Yu. I'm not going to comment about that because I don't know anything about that. I comment about what I know.
Okay. Maybe in 2 days you can bring in our next guest.
Let's hear what Dr. Mpofu has to say on that. Dr. Mpofu, good evening and welcome. Can you please dive in there?
Good evening to yourselves and your guests and also to your listeners. I think we can describe Mnangagwa's speech in three simple words: pathetic, empty, and hopeless. When Mnangagwa came in through the coup, he promised many reforms and he promised to deliver, and he has failed on that to an extent that we have seen the military killing people using naked violence, to an extent that, as he said yesterday giving his speech at the United Nations, Zimbabwe Security Services and ZANU-PF, they just incarcerated journalists for exposing corruption, incarcerated opposition members, spending lengthy terms in prisons without a fair trial. We have seen the behaviors of magistrates suggesting that they are actually captured by ZANU-PF. And we have seen ZANU-PF and its members, as we are experiencing right now, behaving as a law unto themselves, taking Zimbabwe as chinuchedu, as their property, as their private property. This is what ZANU-PF has done. And it therefore follows on the speech that Mnangagwa gives. He lies to the international community that Zimbabwe is committed to fostering democracy, to fostering human rights and the rule of law, whereas we know fully well that in Zimbabwe there is no rule of law as we would expect now. And Mnangagwa spends time celebrating the construction of a road. Who in their right mind is a leader of a nation goes to an international forum and celebrates the construction of a road? This is what the government is supposed to do. It's just like a father who goes on a podium to tell people that he has bought his children food. That's what a father is supposed to do. The construction of roads, the construction of hospitals is what ZANU-PF is supposed to do. It's not even supposed to be a United Nations agenda item. For a long time, Zimbabwean politicians have been assisted outside the borders medically, to an extent that even the founding president of a nation died outside the country because of poor management of infrastructure, poor management of hospitals. As we speak now, doctors are not well paid in Zimbabwe. Doctors are not living well in Zimbabwe. And the COVID pandemic, which actually Mnangagwa rightly claims that is affecting all other countries around the sub-region, but it affects Zimbabwe more because the government has taken advantage of this to abuse human rights. So at the end of the day, I do not see any reason why we should celebrate Mnangagwa's speech. In any case, if anything, we should be mourning that Mugabe left an empty seat, as it were. Because at least even though Mugabe was an ineffective dictator, his speeches could be listened to. His speeches had some content that could actually be celebrated, be it international relations or him lambasting the West for his abuses on human rights, which would actually justify it. Mnangagwa spends time speaking about illegal sanctions, which sanctions actually were imposed on ZANU-PF to stop ZANU-PF from human rights abuses. And his government has not shown any appetite to stop human rights abuses. Has shown no appetite to stop corruption. Has shown no appetite towards development of that country. If you go to Bulawayo now, the ZANU-PF guy speaks from Canada, I speak from South Africa, and I go to Zimbabwe anytime. If you go to Bulawayo now, most of the factories, most of the factory buildings are now either churches or mortuaries. And then we stand here and want to celebrate the building of a road from Harare to Maswingo.
Mpofu ngingene konapho ngesindebele kodwa nxa ekhuluma ngokuthi izijeziso ziphazamisa uzulu weZimbabwe jikelele egala point ini kona pongo ba sesike sezwa abantu abaningi abamabhizimusi bekhala ngokuthi izitshe ziso ziyabalimaza.
Izitshe ziso ziyalimaza abantu asikwali lokho and ngake ngakhuluma komunye umhlangano esake saba nawo lapha emsakazweni wenu ukuthi izitshe ziso ziyalimaza abantu. Kodwa nje kulezi jeziso kungena izijeziso iZANU-PF ayisozishintshi, iZANU-PF lokhu ifana. Izijeziso lezi iZANU-PF icatsha ngazo okutshela ukuthi izijeziso nxa abantu ngemva kokhetho besithi sesifuna impumela yokhetho bangene ezitridini bademonstrate badutshulelwane and nxa abantu bedutshulwa sokuthiwa izijeziso abantu nxa besithi bafuna bafuna amanzi bafunani sokuthiwa kulezi jeziso kwakukhitshwa ama-sanctions. Izijeziso lezi zafakwa ngenxa yokuthi iZANU-PF yayihlukumeza abantu, iZANU-PF yayitshontsha and iZANU-PF isiyekelile na ukuhlukumeza abantu, isiyekelile na ukutshontsha. Asingeke sasala lokhu sithi izijeziso yizo ezenza ukuthi iZimbabwe ingaphumeleli. Okwenza iZimbabwe ingaphumeleli yiZANU-PF ngoba sebehlulekile ukubusa lelani lizwe. So izijeziso akusonto yokuthi singathi yonke into embi ezakala eZimbabwe. Manje iZANU-PF incedisana noThokozani Khupu ukukholapsisa iMDCA. Singathi izijeziso kani asingeke sathi ukuthi izijeziso ezenza kanje.
Hold it there, Dr. Mpofu. Sizaphenduka kuwe khonapho. Qhubeka ubambile. Umnumzana Shepherd Mpofu ucubungula izo umbusazwe lapho. Mav.
Aiwa akuthanga tsuku nje kwakubva kuna Mpofu vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. United Nations kanzi kwa Mpofu vachishora ivo kuti sekuona kwavo hapana ivo zvakavabata vari kutaura ivo kuti zvanga zvisina kunyanyiwa kukosha kuti mutungamiri wenyika vawanikwe vachienda kunomira pamberi pepasi rose vachitaura ivo pamusoro pekugadzirwa kwenzira dzakadai sebhaibhiriji roji nekuti ndo zvinofanira kuitwa nehurumende ndokutaura kuri kuita vamupofu vachitaurawo zvakare kuti munguva yapfuura pamusangano wakadai taiona vanhu vakadai vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe vachitaura ivo pamusangano yakadai vachitaura vakanangana neafrica uyezve vakanangana nezimbabwe saka ndo zvinhu zvavanga vari kutaura panyaya yekutaura kwakaita vamunangagwa.
Let me continue with Dr. Mpofu. Isimzile njalo ubaba uMnangagwa Mpofu ekhuluma ngokuthi uhulumende wakhe uselethe esingathi ngumkhuba wokukhulumisana ukubambana elizweni wakhuluma ngePoland. Siyazi ukuthi MDC kayikho kuPoland lamanye amabandla ekhona aphuma ngoba athi kudlalwa amadlwane kodwa asakhona amanye amabandla kulo manyana afana labo MDCT oThokozani Khupu obaba uMaduku. Ungathini ngamazwi yakhe la?
Ubeqamba amanga nje mina ngakho. Nxa singakhangela ukuthi iMDC kaThokozani Khupu labo Maduku nokunye nje amabandla nokuncane balama members amangaki eParliament. And lokhu yikho kusikhombisa ukuthi i-support abantu laba abalayo eZimbabwe bonke abakuPoland ingakanani. So iPoland ngokuyindawo kokuzinathela itiye nje lokukhuluma lokungamaqembu okungawinanga anything kuma-elections abafuna ukuba relevant or abangela into zokwenza ezicakathekileyo. Into eqakathekileyo eZimbabwe ukuthi kukhulunywe lamabandla alama-supporters amaningi or alama-members of parliament amaningi eZimbabwe kusho ukuthi i-MDC Alliance ilokhuzweni ngelinye iqembu lamaqembu aqakathekileyo kupolitiki yaseZimbabwe okwamanje okusho ukuthi uMnangagwa yibo kumele akhulumisane labo and uMnangagwa uzokhulumisana labo engubani yikho kulenye inkinga futhi lapha kupolitiki zeZimbabwe. Ngoba uMnangagwa his legitimacy is contested to start with. And okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kube the outside intervention, kube i-United Nations or i-Africa Union ingenele ikhulumisane lamabandla onke kanye lamaqembu ebutho leZimbabwe ngoba ibutho leZimbabwe yilo elasifaka lapho esikhona, yilo elasilethela umnangagwa. And abantu abaningi bebulawa kusenziwa izinto zonke lezi during ama-protests. Libutho leZimbabwe ebelibulala abantu, libutho leZimbabwe eselingenele kupolitiki ngendlela esingazange sizibone since iZimbabwe yathola uzibusi. So okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lokungenela kwe-Africa Union ukuze amaZimbabweans or amaqembu apolitiki eZimbabwe akhulumisane kahle, ngoba ngendlela okuyikho manje umnangagwa kangeke akhulumisana le-MDCA. Yona i-MDCA ifuna ukuthi aphume esihlalweni, or at least kube lokuvumelwana ukuthi ama-elections ayenzakala previous ayenzakalanga kuhle, and umnangagwa kangeke akuvuma lokhu. Even though evuma ukuthi yena ukuwina kwakhe wawina nge-very small margin, uzenza upresident, uzibona njengopresident, MDCA ayimboni njengopresident. Ngokunjalo-ke awusoze kwenza ukuthi MDCA iyokhulumisana lomnangagwa bebodwa. Kuzofunakala umuntu ovela phandle or amaqembu avela phandle, ikakhulu Africa Union or i-United Nations ingenele incedise iZimbabwe.
Mhm. Siyabonga Mpofu, uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Mava tawanda dzokora vadzoka parunari veMDC. Vadzokora tina kugamuchirai zvakare. Vamunangagwa vakataura nenyaya yemasanctions wongo. Imimi kuMDC Alliance muri kuti ndezvemugotsi matsuro izvi, mahungwe masanctions akanangana nenhengo dzezanu PF chete, asi tinombonzo yemabhizinesi vakawanda vachichema-chema kuti zvirango zvatikuvadza, asi kana tichida kuita matransactions kunze uko hatigoni nenyaya yezvirango izvi. Munoti chii seMDC?
Sanctions, what sanctions are they talking about? The sanctions, as you've correctly pointed out, that are there are targeted sanctions. They are targeting individuals and, of course, their companies, their businesses, those individuals' companies that are violating human rights, that are corrupt. Those are the people that are affected by sanctions. America, the one that they are saying is imposing those sanctions, remains the biggest contributor from any other country in Zimbabwe. They've contributed billions of dollars. So if sanctions are being imposed by the Americans, why are they spending so many millions in Zimbabwe? We know that. And even here, Mnangagwa is doing business with American companies. We know Ballard Investments, that is headquartered in Washington, D.C. It's their consulting company. They lobby on behalf of Emmerson Mnangagwa. Recently, they also employed two other American companies that they are paying millions of dollars, taxpayers' money, just to try and cleanse Emmerson Mnangagwa's image. So if they are really sanctions, if they are sanctions, why are they, these three companies, being allowed to do business with the with ZANU-PF? So the issue of sanctions cannot be the one that is causing the problems in Zimbabwe. What is causing issues and the suffering of people in Zimbabwe is the massive corruption that is going on, where it's on record that to date we have lost $80 billion to corruption. And what is causing problems in Zimbabwe are the massive human rights abuses that we are seeing going on every day. In fact, that's the biggest sanction that our people should be talking about, that of human rights abuses. Who wants to come and do business with a country that is killing people in daylight? Who wants to do business with a country where people are just arrested? There is no rule of law. Who wants to do business with a country where if you put your money today in US dollars, tomorrow someone wakes up and says that it's now Zimbabwean dollars and all the money is gone and there is no compensation whatsoever? Nobody wants to do business with people like that. People want to do business with people who are sincere. We have a very insincere government. We have a very lying government. So it's whatever is going on in Zimbabwe, it's being caused by ZANU-PF, and they need to reform themselves before they can point fingers at sanctions. And then someone talking about Pollard, why the MDC alliance is not joining Pollard. We have always maintained, and we are the ones who started saying that we want to talk with Emmerson Mnangagwa. We want to resolve the issues that are going on in Zimbabwe. We want the people of Zimbabwe to have better livelihoods. But all we have said is that let's have a neutral mediator. Let's have a credible and recognized mediator. What is wrong with that? We are a force to reckon with. We are the biggest opposition party in Zimbabwe, as evidenced by 2.6 million that voted for President Chamisa. So those people that we are representing, they deserve what we are demanding, because they are the ones who told us that. They said you cannot go into these talks with a mediator that is unrecognized, that is not known. Zvakafanana kuti parikutamba Dynamos ne Highlanders, kotorwa a former player in Highlanders, zipa yotora former player in Highlanders, yonzi ndo yakurefura. And then Dynamos yotora aiwa, tichagei munhu ari neutral. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that demand? What is wrong with that condition? And that's all we are saying.
Thank you, Rambai Maka Bata. Va zokora, vatawanda zokora. Ndeve MDC Alliance munomo America Mav.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vatawanda zokora the MDC Alliance kutaura kuri kuita mutungamiri Nkomo vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Regai tiende kuna vacharumbira veZANU-PF tinzwewo divi ravo panyaya iyoyi. Vacharumbira, muri kutinzwa here?
Ndiri kuzinzwa.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yezvirango. Takaona vaEmmerson Mnangagwa mutungamiri wenyika vachitaura ivo vachichema chema panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe.
Nokupane chikaranga zvinetiro.
Taurai nechikaranga first mozoenda henyu.
Okay, ndangangotaurawo nekuti tina kutenda mamwe makurukota nevatungamiri vemamwe maafrican countries. I think it's quite overwhelming. General Assembly EDC taona maafrican countries akawanda kubvira iyo South Africa kana vakagame vanova vana chairperson veau vese vachitaura vachitiwo masanctions ngaabviswe. Saka isisi noti isisu vachitaranga tinoti kana muroi ariye unenge akauraya ndiye unotochema haagoni kuti sori. Muroi weZimbabwe EMDP Alliance nababa vayo Chamisa ndivo vari kuroya Zimbabwe. Vanhu vese vari kupa muZimbabwe kuzvipatara kupi nekupi zviri kukonzerwa nouroyi kwaChamisa neMDP Alliance. Havana rudo neZimbabwe pane ivava. Saka tiri kuona kuti president yedu vasati vasvika, vasati vapinda kuti vatungamirire Zimbabwe, nemigwagwa yedu yanga yakashata. Vanhu vachifira mumigwagwa. Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa vakaona kuti tingagoni kuedza vanhu vachifira mumaro odzedu, ngatigadzire migwagwa yedu. Ndosaka vakatitaura kuunited nations because zvinhu zviri pali for anyone who is in Zimbabwe. Saka itora unoakutaura tonzwa vaZANU-PF vachitaura kuti unoenda kunyireveni unotaura nyaya yekuti wagadzira migwagwa. Saka dei anga asina kuzviita vaide kuchitaura futi kuti migwagwa yayo haina kugadzirwa, angagadzira zvipatara. Muchatema futi kuti ari kutaurire izvozvo nokuti ini you are the ones who have caused those sanctions. Chamisa Bitu and the likes, they went to Senate here in the United States, to Washington, to observe lack of sanctions. And it's not that we have bad data, don't worry. We can't go to Chema, but it's time we have bad data for what is done for Zimbabwe is coming. And it's going to come because you cannot hide and you will never escape that, no matter what.
Asika, vacharumbira. tombobata imuromo ipapo kuti tinoona nyika dzakadai seAmerica vari kutaura ivo kuti pane zvinofanira kugadziriswa muZimbabwe sekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu uyezve kuti pave neutongo hwejechetere kuitira kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe sei hurumende isiri kukwanisa kunge ichiita izvozvo zviri kukurudzirwa neAmerica nedzimwe nyika dzakadai seiyi
When Zimbabwe was colonized by Britain, and we know about the language of how, the issue of the land, what Britain wanted out of Zimbabwe was to make Zimbabwe a colony, a full-time colony forever for Britain. We went to the war, we fought for that, we got our land back and our country back. Now, when we signed the language of how, there was a charter that after 19 years or 20 years, the land has to go back to the black people as a willing buyer, willing seller. But now, that's the time when the British did not want that, they didn't want to honor that promise anymore. And what did they do? That's when they helped to form MDC. MDC. Then after forming MDC, they planned that what we wanted to form an organization or a political party that will be disagreeing with the ruling party. And we see that we fast forward to year 2000. The British led did not want to honor what the state had honored to reinvest. And to compensate Zimbabwe and let the black people take over their land. And then that's when they went to the United Nations Security Council and they asked America, which was George Bush, to help Tony Blair to put sanctions on Zimbabwe. That's why we have these sanctions. We have these sanctions because the MDC, that was led by Tsvangirai, agreed with the British and the Americans because they are friends of the British. They came in and we know that the world is being run by the US. Any country in the world that wants to invest in another country, you have to do it in the US dollar monetary fund. So now America Britain used America to make sure that when we get America involved, it means that anyone who wants to do business in this country will be told by America that if you invest in this country, you are not going to use our money. So that's why we are suffering. It is because MDC Tsvangirai colluded with the British. The British, with their friends America, imposed sanctions on Zimbabwe. You want to wonder why was America putting sanctions on Zimbabwe? We were not colonized by America, but we were colonized by Britain. And now, Britain has been even assisting us after the sanctions. But the United States, we see these some two boys, Nelson and the NDP, they went to the United States Senate and they said, put more sanctions on Zimbabwe. We see this boy called Kalunga is going around saying, I'm going to Sweden, I'm tightening the boat. You are tightening the boat for the country that you live, the country that you think you want to live one day. Then you tell me that you have the heart for the people in Zimbabwe. Now,
Mr. Sharumbira, maybe let me just jump in there and go back again to my question, which was there are some, you know, the United States and the EU have actually said there are some conditions that Zimbabwe has to meet to have the sanctions removed, like democracy and also to stop human rights abuses. What is stopping Zimbabwe from fulfilling those obligations?
That's what I was trying to explain to you, Mr. Mavala. There is no obligation, right? Listen, we look at when E.G. Mnangagwa became president. There's freedom of speech. Now people can do whatever they want. But the issue that we have is it's not about human rights. It's about regime change because ZANU-PF is the party that brought independence to Zimbabwe. It's about the land, okay? The Americans, the British are using the Americans to get the land back to them. And they will do everything possible to make sure that everything that is done by the Mnangagwa government will never be approved. We see that, you tell me there's no human rights in Zimbabwe right now? If you go to Zimbabwe, what do you mean there's no human rights? Apart from you facing abduction, then you say don't arrest us. Conditionally, because if you arrest us, we are going to say you are now violating human rights. This is the issue that we have. We have human rights in Zimbabwe, we have the rule of law, we have constitutionalism, but we have people like Job Kala who says, I want to remove this government by force. And then now you when you are being charged or you are being arrested, you cry loud and say, why are they arresting us? Look, Mnangagwa has no rule of law. I mean, this is just a joke. Don't invite me to this interview if this is what you see, if this is the narrative that you want to push.
Mr. Sharumbira, we are not pushing any narrative. We're giving you a chance for you to be telling us your side of the story. We are not pushing any narrative. We're just here as journalists. All we're doing is facilitating you to have a conversation here with us. So we ask the questions and we respect that you are going to give us respectful answers without demeaning anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, so zvikatidzokerei zvakare kuna vadzokora manzwa zvekutaura vacharumbira pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika nenotsunga kana uripo hatingoenda kuna vadzokora tinzwewo ivo se
Ongomava vadzokora varipo and just to address Mr. Charumbira again he was talking about me interrupting him. Our job as journalists when we come here is not just to sit and let people talk endlessly. We are here to guide the conversation but allow people to say whatever they want to say, but also challenge them on issues in real time. That's what we do. Vadzokora, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navacharumbira pingirai.
Yeah, regaindi, I want to call out vacharumbira. He's lying. He's coming here and lying just like Emmerson Mnangagwa does. But I just fact-checked what he said here. Mamunzwa panamba achitaura kuti Harare Bridge Road yakapera, yamasvingo necarpet zvaari kutaura. Ari kunyepa. It's a lie. You cannot come to a public broadcaster and lie like that. Akuna kana takatombi kana paine 50 kilometers. I just called the people that are involved in constructing that road right now. It's not even anywhere near completion. So you cannot be coming here and telling people that there is a road that has been completed. Nothing is ever completed by ZANU-PF. That road has been on the agenda of ZANU-PF for the past 10 years. Tinozi dziva isu kuti vakagadzira kubva muHarare vakasvika kuWaterfalls vakamirapo for 10 years. Yaari kutaura yechirundi yaari kuti it's almost completed. It's not even almost completed. Saka ngatiregedzei kuya panapa tichinyeperana kunyepa sezvinongoita mukuru wako. And I'm very angered by the disrespect that Mr. Charumbira is showing not only to you, VOA, but also to the people of Zimbabwe. He cannot come here and say that there are no human rights abuses in Zimbabwe when Hopo Chimono and Mr. Ngaruvume spend 44 days in jail, and so did Honorable Jobscar. These people, if they committed a crime, they are still supposed to have their own rights. In Zimbabwe, it's in the constitution. You know, bail is part of our constitution. They have a constitutional right to bail. There is no reason for someone who hasn't been Those are human rights abuses. Kana vachitaura kuti ana Johana vakabhinwa nevamwe vanhu vasiri ma state agents. Why haven't they arrested those people? Why haven't they arrested vanhu vakabhinya, vakanorova, vakanotocha Tawanda Muchehiwa? If he's saying they are not a state agent, why is it that all these abductions that they claim to be fake, no one has ever been arrested for taking in these people with all the resources that ZANU-PF has in the CIOs, in the police, in the army? Why is it that we've never had anyone being arrested? In fact, we have the victims being victimized, the victims being arrested, like what they are doing to Johana Mamu. So please, let's respect each other, vacharumbira.
Siyabonga tinotenda Mnumzana Dzokora. Dokotela Mpofu, as we wind down, back to the issue of sanctions. I know the issue of democracy, you know, Mnangagwa says he's doing this, but many people say he's doing something totally opposite. And Mnumzana Charumbira sizvire lapana kuti people are now free to say whatever they want to say. eZimbabwe kodwa esikubonayo ukuthi abantu abaningi bayabotshwa ebesetheswa icala baningi abantu asebebotshiwe including amapholisa were accused of denigrating the person of the president especially abaningi babo bayabe bekhononile bethe kumnotho welizwe ubulawa ngumnankagwa then ungatsho njalo usubotshwa there are many people who have been arrested for saying that how do you then reconcile ukubotshwa kwabantu esikubonayo la mazwi akho ubaba umnankagwa ku-United Nations izolo esithi hayi uphethe kuhle umbuso uyayigxilisa njalo i-democracy umbuso okhululekile.
I think we should agree from the start that Mnangagwa's speech was built on lies and deception. That's what he sought to do, and that's what he maybe to the gullible African leaders especially who bought into that deception, then he managed. But those countries, especially in the West, who have been funding Zimbabwe for a long
time. But there was an aspect of truth, though, on his pronouncements about sanctions affecting people, right? I think we agreed on that.
I'm coming to that. Mm-hmm. What I was driving at is the deception about women's rights. Deception about women's rights, and you have Joanna Mamombe now being incarcerated, an incarceration that is actually driven by the magistrate, not by the state prosecutor, to be hospitalized and all these kinds of things. What I was saying is the deception that we get in Mnangagwa's speech is actually bought or could be bought by those African leaders who have dictatorial tendencies and therefore sympathize with the current dictatorship in Zimbabwe because they wouldn't want to see a dictatorship falling because it would suggest that it's coming their way. Remember, I've said this before in this program, that sanctions, in as much as they're called targeted sanctions, they have a ripple effect to the rest of the economy, not only ZANU-PF, but to the rest of the economy. And when MTC was in the GNU, Tsvangirai was appealing for the lifting of the sanctions because of the devastation that they were having in the Zimbabwean economy. That is undeniable. But the problem is Zimbabwe is now using, or ZANU-PF rather, is now using the sanctions to get away with murder. The human rights abuses now. If you listen to ZANU-PF's narrative, they will never own up to anything wrong that they do, but they are quick to blame. They blame everything that happens to Zimbabwe on sanctions, but they do not blame it on mediocre leadership that we have. In the current presidium is just a disaster. Kembo Mohati blames the colonialists for not teaching them how to run an economy after independence. Who does that? And it's not even, it's something that you should be embarrassed to say in public. Chiwengwa, for instance, is now Minister of Health. Somebody with a penchant of going to the West for medical, to China for medical treatment, is being made Minister of Health. How ironic. The Mnangagwa yesterday spent almost 90% of the speech built on lies, built on false promises, promises that he has made before and he has failed. And this in no way doesn't suggest that only sanctions are to blame for the Zimbabwe predicament.
Mm-hmm.
We have to blame the ZANU-PF, which has mismanaged the economy, ZANU-PF, which has actually eroded people's human rights, ZANU-PF, which has actually made corruption synonymous with itself. And at the end of the day, the privatization of the state by ZANU-PF or the privatization of the country by ZANU-PF. Listen to how Charumbira speaks. He speaks as if he's speaking in his household about Zimbabwe, which is very unfortunate, by the way, for somebody who represents or who claims to speak for a ruling party. He chooses not to know the abuses that happened to Mchehiwa by the security agents, which were actually picked up on camera. And the young people demonstrate outside the Impala car hire services and they get arrested. He doesn't tell us why there's no investigation that is happening, but he's quick to tell us that Joanna Mamombe traumatized their own abduction, and he can eloquently speak about that. Why are they not having the wherewithal and capacity to solve this problem? And if we ask these things were labeled MTC, I'm not an MTC member, but he's quick and thinks it's justified to label me as an MTC. And you can't want to call the shots of a meeting.
Thank you, we need
to respect each other. If he doesn't want to come on this public platform, we're not going to be held at gunpoint by somebody who belongs to a party which for the past 40 years has failed to run an economy.
Thank you, Dr.
We're not going to allow ZANU-PF mediocrity to permeate through our public discourses and debates.
Thank you, Dr. Mpofu. We're out of time, and let's bring in Charumbira. Mav, we have 1 minute for Mr. Charumbira and another minute for Dokura as we wind down.
Nare zava meno dzabva dzango kata but regaindeze kubata zvakare tichiwanikwa tichiita sei tichipedzisa chirongwa chedu.
Meanwhile, Regaiti Hunze, Vadzokora, he wraps up. Vadzokora, mune less than a minute. What's your last word?
My last word is we hope Emmerson Mnangagwa will stop trying to blindfold and mislead the international community and spending the millions that he is spending in America paying lobbyists so that they cleanse his image. He should do the right thing. For sanctions to go and for Zimbabwe to start functioning, he needs to enact the economic reforms. He needs to enact the political reforms and the electoral reforms that he promised when he came in. And that is even there was even lying about at the United Nations. He needs to do those things. By the way, Zidera does not only talk of the abuses, human rights abuses. It also talks of curbing corruption and economic mismanagement that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. So he needs to do all those things before Zimbabwe can recover or before those sanctions can be lifted. And by the way, it's not the MDC that is causing those sanctions. These people, the Americans, the British, have embassies in Zimbabwe. They have researchers. They see exactly what is happening. They don't listen to Chief Shoshe for them to implement the sanctions.
Thank you, Vadzokora.
When Morgan Tsvangirai was there, the sanctions were never lifted because the Americans know exactly what is going on in Zimbabwe. And unless those things are adhered to, Zimbabwe will continue to be where it is.
Thank you, Vadzokora. And Mav, I'm sure what one of Charumbira. We've less than a minute with him.
But Charumbira, mongo tupa mazwenye
kuhu pezi, Sira. Yeah, thank you very much. I think the MDC, I'm hearing my echoes again.
I think we have to leave it there. We are sorry, really sorry, Mav. We are out of time. We would like to thank our guests. I'd like to apologize really to Mr. Charumbira, but time is not on our side. We'd like to thank Mr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst, Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the MDC Alliance here in North America, as well as Mr. Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF, also here in North America. Phone number, phone number Charumbira, we are having problems in a connection, but we are out of time and we have to leave it there. Mav.
Aiwa, kunawa vanga vari pachirungwa, tinokutendai, kunye vanyarikani vedu, vapinda pachirungwa, tinokutendai, kunavo vari kuona chirongwa panguva yamuchaona chirongwa ichi zvimwe zvakataura semafigures zvinogona kunge zvachinja sezvo chirongwa ichi chiri pre-recorded ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya pazvirongwa zvedu zvepano pastudio 7 ini ndini Marvelous Nhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington ndichiti muve neweekend yakanaka
mina ni muntungamiri nkomo lilale Zimbabwe omusi.